today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about the best way to approach the Quran. Today, Wednesday, is the 25th of Jamadi Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-An'am, verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون.
Say, what thing is greatest in testimony? Say, Allah is witness between me and you, and this Quran was revealed to me that I may warn you thereby and whomever it reaches. Do you truly testify that with Allah there are other deities? Say, I will not testify with you. Say, indeed, He is but one God, and indeed, I am free of what you associate with Him.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Besides all other prophetic miracles, unseen aids, and frustrating the hostile plots, the Quran itself is the greatest evidence to the Prophet's messengership. The messengership of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, is both worldly and eternal for all mankind and in all ages. However, a permanent warning indeed should be accompanied with an everlasting warner. Therefore, the divine imamate and leadership should also be together with the Quran forever.
Allah
During this week, we look at the best way to approach the Quran, and now we continue it. The Quran holds a significant value to Muslims. A Muslim child starts recitation of the Quran at a much younger age, starting from 3 or 4 years old, similar to starting kindergarten. The importance of the Quran is taught to the child from the beginning, as it is present in every Muslim household. Children grow up seeing their parents, grandparents, or elders of the family handling the Quran with utmost respect and care. Often elders narrate the incidents present in the Quran to their children to engage them in Quranic education from the start. However, Muslims and many non-Muslims have great respect for Quran as a guide to life or for spiritual healing. Quran is considered to the word of Allah for humanity that reached Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny directly through the angel Gabriel, the angel of revelation. This way, every verse of the Quran is the word of Allah and no one else, fulfilling the very purpose for which the Quran was sent.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the different approaches to the understanding of the Holy Quran. During a stage of study and analysis of a book, it is essential to understand these things, the subject it deals with, the goal that it pursues, its outlook regarding the word, its point of view concerning man and society, its style and treatment of the subject, whether the treatment of the subject is an intellectual and scholarly manner, or whether it has its own characteristic style. One more question that is relevant in this context is whether the book contains any message and guidance for humanity or not. If the answer to the question is in the affirmative, then what is the message that it conveys? The first group of questions are, of course, concerned with the point of view, and outlook of the book regarding man and universe, about life and death, and etc. In other words, these questions are associated with the word, with the world outlook of the book, and in terms of Islamic philosophy, with its al-hikma al-nadariyya, theoretical wisdom. But the second group of questions is concerned with the perspective of future of mankind offered by the book. They deal with the suggested basis for molding the humankind and human societies. This aspect may be regarded as the message of the book. This sort of understanding is, however, concerned with the subject of the book and is relevant in regard to all kinds of books, whether it is the medical treatise of Avicenna, or if it is the Gulistan of Sa'di, or if it is the collection of poems of a poet. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special and ways of approaching the Quran with purity of intention. Reading every single letter of the Quran carries with it great rewards. Remain conscious of all the rewards and make them an objective of your intention, for they will provide you with those strong incentives required to spend your life with the Quran. But never forget that on understanding, absorbing, and following the Quran, you have been promised much larger rewards in this world and in the hereafter. It is these which you must aim for.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Now it's good time to look at levels of reading the Quran. One may say that there are three levels of reading the Quran. The first level, visual reading of the Quran, that is to read the Quran with eyes fixed on the words and with the voice raised to such a level that makes it audible only to oneself. The second level, pondering over the meanings of the verses, that is to contemplate the explanation of the verses and their interpretations, which is required to fully understand the ideas therein. The third level, willingly opening hearts and minds to verses. This is necessary for paving the way for an effective impact of teachings in the Quran on our lives, to the extent of bringing about a change in attitudes and styles of behavior. Once this is attained, a truthful prayer to Almighty Allah can be, praise be to Allah, who has guided us to this. Would not have been guided had not Allah guided us. This is verse 43 of chapter 7 in the Holy Quran, chapter Al-A'raf. Indeed, the praise of Allah must be intense and most sincere, as it is Allah who has bestowed upon us the noble Quran.
Doubt that the first level when it comes to establishing the relationship is to look at the importance of the recitation of the Quran. That the Quran is mentioned or is named as such in order for us to recite it, because it comes from the word qara, means the one that is often recited. And indeed, the Quran itself emphasizes the need for us to recite it. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Recite whatever you are able to from the Holy Quran, the Holy Beloved Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Comes forward and says, نَوِّرُوا بِيُوتَكُمْ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. That illuminate your houses with the recitation of the Quran. فَإِنَّ الْبَيْتِ إِذَا كَثُرَ فِيهِ تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. If there is a household in which the recitation of the Quran is increased, كَثُرَ خَيْرُهُ. Important. The khayr, the barakah, the righteousness, the virtue in that particular place, in that location, increases. It manifests much more. وَأُمْتِعَ أَهْلُهُ. And the people who reside there will be more happier, will be able to see more barakah. وَأَضَاءَ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. That house will illuminate for the inhabitants of the heavens. The malaika will be able to see that house illuminating with light. Yes? Therefore, the recitation is of the greatest importance.
The Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, which was about the best way to approach the Quran. Inshallah, we continue this interesting and, of course, essential topic. Thank you very much, and keep us in your dua and supplications. Till another meeting, have a nice time.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه